Welcome back to the Lawyer Brit podcast. If you are listening on YouTube, just know that there's an entire library on Spotify or Apple or wherever you may listen to podcasts that has a lot more podcast episodes, more content that you can listen to. And if you're tuning in from the podcast side, if you're tuning in from Spotify or Apple or wherever you may listen to podcasts, just know that there's also a YouTube channel for the Lawyer Brit podcast that has even more content about starting, building, and scaling your law firm. In today's episode in particular, we're talking about the best thing that you can do when you start your law firm. And I don't mean like number one secret to starting or whatever clickbaity crap that you might see. I mean literally the best thing that you could possibly do when you start your law firm. You're listening to the Lawyer Brit podcast. I started my law firm at just 28 years old, and a year later, the firm profited $1.78 million. In this podcast, I teach lawyers how to strategically launch and grow their law firms into multi-million dollar empires. I coach many clients. I have many programs for lawyers looking to start, build, and grow their law firms. I have many coaching clients, private coaching clients, group coaching clients that I teach to do what I have done, which is build a multi-million dollar law firm. And I can say with certainty that this is the best thing you can do. Once your law firm is set up, once you are ready to go, almost accepting clients even, this is like the best thing, even in your planning. I take that back. The best thing you can do when starting a law firm is what I'm going to tell you in this episode. Let me walk you back to October 2020 when I started my law firm. Let me walk you back even further to July of 2020 when I first started posting content online. Now, when I first started posting content online, I was posting directly to my personal Instagram page and my Facebook page videos talking about property insurance, which is what my law firm handles. And I was talking about very not exciting things. Leaking roofs and what to do when you're underpaid and what to do when your insurance company doesn't talk to you. Very basic material, very basic content I was getting out there into the world. But what was amazing is that I started getting feedback from it and I was able to start my law firm 3 months later with clients in the door on day one. If you're wondering how I did that, I have many programs. I'll link them down below, including Law Firm Launch and From Content to Clients that teaches people how to do exactly what I did. So, when I was posting these videos, when I was going all in on telling people about property insurance claims and how to deal with them and how to get paid more and what happens if you're not, when I was going all in on that, what I didn't exactly realize at the time was that I was niching myself down into property insurance. And I'll explain why this is important in a second. And once I was able to launch my law firm, I already had clients coming in the door who were giving me property insurance claims. I always hear people saying, oh, I'm going to start my law firm. I'll take whatever comes in the door. I'll just to start, I'll make sure that I can take whatever so that I can keep moving and I actually make money. There are other options available. This is only one option, is taking everything that comes in the door. And, I'll work on whatever I can in the first 6 months so I can make it. I need this much saved so that in case I don't make money. There are other options available. I never had a day where I didn't have clients. I never had a year where I didn't make any money, or a month where I didn't make any money, actually, after the first, few months. I'm a contingency attorney. But there are other options. There is an option to always have clients coming in the door. There is an option to always be making money in your law firm. And that is the energy that I felt into, that I leaned into, and I've never had a day without clients or money. Throwing that out there. There are other options available. Okay, Britt, why does this matter for what the best thing is to do when you're launching a law firm? Well, when I started coaching, like I said, I coach other lawyers and law firms of how to start and how to build and scale. When I started coaching, I came across a lot of attorneys who handled multiple different practice areas, which is not unheard of. I mean, every large law firm handles a multitude of practice areas. Sometimes they do every single practice area. Think about the Morgan & Morgans of the world, right? They practice like every single practice area. You can basically go to them for any problem. The traditional route, right, is to do everything or do a little bit of multiple things. However, in today's day and age, it's more important to niche yourself. And I will tell you why in a second. It's more important to niche yourself. I had a coaching call very recently with a woman who was doing three types of law. I think it was like elder law, criminal defense, and PI or something. I can't remember what the other one was. Three different types of law. Right. Not unheard of, right? Obviously, she knew how to do these kinds of law. She'd practiced them before. So she said, hey, I'm going to start my law firm and here's what I can do for you. which is fine, except she wasn't making the kind of money she wanted. She was making decent money, don't get me wrong, but she was not making the kind of money that she wanted. And she was wondering, hey, how do I maximize profitability? How do I get to the next level? How do I keep growing, right? And we figured out that she was actually spending too much time on two practice areas and not enough on the one practice area that was giving her the greatest return on investment. I asked her, okay, 80-20 rule. If you're familiar with the 80-20 rule, right? 80-20 rule is that 80% of your income is probably coming from 20% of your work. So I said, hey, 80-20 rule, which practice area is giving you the greatest return? Which practice area is making you the most money? And we figured out it was criminal defense. And so we use that saying, okay, well, you need to niche down. You need to go deep on criminal defense. You need to make sure everybody you know knows that you practice criminal defense. You need to make sure you're talking to other lawyers about what cases you're handling for criminal defense. You need to make sure that you're telling the world through your social media platforms that you handle X, Y, and Z type of criminal defense cases. Go all in on criminal defense. Why is that important? Going back to what I was saying earlier about how I was posting content specifically about property insurance claims. What I didn't realize fully, I kind of understood this, but I didn't realize fully at the time was that I was branding myself as a property insurance attorney. I was putting content out there. I was talking to people in person about property insurance, always about property insurance. So I became synonymous. My brand, the Lawyer Britt brand, Premier Property Law brand, became synonymous with property insurance claims. And so when people thought they had an issue with property insurance, even if they weren't in the state of Florida, which is where I am, they'd reach out to me. Hey, I think I have a problem. Can you help? When they heard of somebody else having a problem, their cousin, their uncle, their neighbor, somebody they knew, they'd say, hey, yeah, actually, you need to go check out Lawyer Britt on Instagram. Call Lawyer Britt. She might be able to help you. And so that brand became synonymous with my practice area. People thought of me and immediately thought of, or people thought of property insurance and immediately thought of Lawyer Britt. And so people reached out to me and referred me. I branded myself so well, I niched down so well that immediately people were sending me cases. Immediately people were sending me referrals and calling me to help them. And that was so freaking powerful because when I started my law firm, I never had a day without clients. I signed 3 clients on day one and I continued to sign clients. We signed 100 clients in my first 100 days of opening my law firm because I was so niched and so branded that people knew, okay, I have a problem with property insurance. I need to call Britt. You have a problem with property insurance? You need to call Britt. And that was honestly the best thing I could have done with starting my law firm. Best thing I could have done when I started my law firm was niching down and branding myself in one specific practice area. Now, you might be thinking, well, what if I don't get enough cases? Or what if I want to practice another area of law? What if I want to do criminal defense, but then I want to do PI? What's going to happen then? Well, you can always branch out. You can always expand what you're doing. You can always expand how you're helping people. You're watching this video right now. I started out doing property insurance and I expanded into helping other lawyers start their law firms as well. So you can always expand into other practice areas. The point is, when you first start your law firm, you want to get the biggest cash injection possible. You want to get money in the door as fast as possible. You want to get clients in the door as fast as possible. What is the way to do that? Is to have really strong branding so that everybody you know thinks of you when they have a problem or somebody they know has a problem, they refer it to you, and you start getting clients come in the door like crazy for that one specific thing. So if you want to practice PI, you want to make sure that everybody you know knows exactly who you help and how you help them so that you can be the first person they think of to refer or to call when they have a problem you can help with. That is so, it's so powerful to be able to do that because when you become synonymous with your practice area and everybody you know, people you don't know even, come to you for help, for a problem, you're going to get so many clients in the door, such a cash injection of people paying you to help them that you're going to expand rapidly. And that is the point, right? That's the goal. When you start your own law firm, you want to make sure that you are expanding, you are growing, you are taking in the money. You are not just sitting there saying, I'll take whatever comes in the door. Taking whatever comes in the door is okay. That's an option so that you don't feel a sense of fear and lack and insecurity when you start your law firm, but just know that there's another option available. The option of branding and niching yourself so well that people call you and your phone's ringing off the hook and that you have people coming in the door to pay you and you're growing and you end up doubling, 5Xing your salary. Actually, when I started my law firm, the first full year of my law firm, so 2021, I 5Xed my biggest years as a lawyer, which is insane, right? Because I niched myself and I branded myself so well. And you can do that too. Long story short, this has not been a short, but long story short, the best thing you can do when you're starting your law firm is to choose one practice area. And I would even go a little bit farther, is to choose one practice area and maybe choose a few types of cases or a few aspects that you really want to dial in on, brand and niche yourself in that thing, expand in that, and then you can expand into other practice areas. Then you can expand in other types of cases. You can always open a new department. You can always start doing something else. And to be honest, if you niche down and you're very specific, very intentional, when you go to the next practice area, people are like, oh, they're really good in criminal defense. Can't wait to hire them for PI. You need to use these people. They're really great. And that is the best thing you can do when you start your law firm. Hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm Lawyer Britt. Comment below or send me a DM or comment on Instagram to let me know what else you'd love to hear in the Lawyer Britt podcast.